the way we wrap up a Monday on crunch time to get the week off and rolling. Well, I guess the best way to present it is first we lock down the Oregon fuel injection hotline, and then we do this.
Well, it's big and terrible. More frightening than I ever thought possible.
Sounds kind of good, doesn't it?
Other people want it. It must be good.
So it's bad. How bad?
Oh my God, that's the worst thing I ever heard in my life.
That's right. That intro that Alex made many years ago means it's time for the Richter Scale, which means one thing, and it's where we bring up the biggest sports stories from the weekend. And Steve and Alex, when he's here, rate the impact that they had. And I actually just wanted to bring up that nobody had Loyola in the Final Four. In the bracket pool I'm in, we did a coin bracket, and it had Loyola, Gonzaga, Villanova, and Duke in its Final Four, with Loyola losing to Duke in the championship game. So it's not
wow.
Florida, Cal State Fullerton, not Nova. So it was, you know, it did a good job for a coin. Anyways,
to coin a phrase,
speaking of Loyola, the Loyola sister jeans rambled their way into the Final Four on Saturday, taking down Kansas State to win the South Regional 78-62. Sister jeans held Kansas State to 34% shooting from the field in the Battle of Cinderellas, followed up by Michigan, who took down Florida State in the West Regional in a high-scoring game, 58-54, as the Big Ten Conference tourney champs made it back to the Final Four for the first time since 2013. How did the pair of Saturday games rate for you, Steve?
Hey, if you're all in, you're all in. And in a stunning development for March Madness, bracket in hand, I'm all in. So I feel very comfortable going a flat 10.
I didn't watch either of the games on Saturday, actually, so for me it was like a 2. Then
no,
on
that's
Sunday,
a zero.
That is true, it is a 0. Then on Sunday, the pair of 1 seeds left in the tournament battled it out as Villanova held off a handful of comeback attempts by Texas Tech and ran away with another win, 71-59, and then came the best game of the tourney so far as a battle of the Blue Bloods took it down in Atlanta. Kansas and Duke went into overtime as a Grayson Allen floater with about 2 seconds left took 19 bounces off the rim and the backboard and did not go in, and Kansas ran away with it in overtime. How did the Sunday games rate for you, Steve?
Well, I'll tell you what, if you didn't even care and ignored the Nova game and then watched Kansas and Duke, a couple of true blue bloods, the 1 versus 2 going to the wire, almost a buzzer beater, I mean, that's a 10 alone. So if you add in the fact that Nova's the only Final Four team I got right, I'm going to do the Spinal Tap and give that one the rare 11.
Wow. Yeah, I also only got Kansas right in the Final Four, so we're 1 for 4, which is very good. More injury woes for Golden State as Steph Curry returned from an ankle injury before sleeper agent Zaza Pachulia injured the right knee of Steph Curry, who will be out for sure through the first round of the playoffs from Golden State Warriors head coach Steve Kerr. The Warriors are now without their big four of Curry, Durant, Thompson, and Green. How worried should the Warriors be about these injuries?
Well, unless David West all of a sudden harkens back to his Xavier days, they should be really worried, because with Durant, that rib injury, I mean, you can't work out and maintain your wind and your cardio. With Curry, that's a sprained MCL. They're not talking about a return date. They're talking about a time to be reevaluated. Who knows when that's going to be? I think with Green, he'll probably play tomorrow or the next game. With Thompson, he's on track, and with a fractured thumb, that's a little easier to determine from what I read. So I'll tell you what, you want to do a scale of 1 to 10? 1, don't worry at all. 10, worry a lot. I think they better be at about a 7.
Yeah, that sounds about right. The Portland Blazers continued their hot streak, only losing 2 games since Valentine's Day. They swept their season series against the Thunder with a 108-105 win, led by 34 from CJ McCollum. The Zers are now 3 games up on OKC in the loss column, holding on to third in the West, but only about 5 games from being out of the playoffs at all in 10th place. So it's pretty wild, those 3 through 9, 8 spots. 2 weeks left in the season for the Blazers. How do you rate the performance by the Blazers, I guess, over the past month?
Well, the key here is that they play at New Orleans tomorrow, which is a tough game. Then they play the Memphis Grizzlies, who are the worst team in basketball right now, and the Clippers. So they've positioned themselves to have a nice run here and all but lock up that three seed. So over the last month, it's been more than anyone could have reasonably guessed. So I'm going to give them a nine. They're a three seed. They're one of the talks of the league.
All right, last one here. There is a lot of drama coming out of New York City. It's being led by the king of drama in the NFL, Odell Beckham Jr. OBJ says that he will not play in 2018 without a contract extension, and he doesn't just want to be the highest paid wide receiver in the NFL, but far beyond that. And then going even farther, OBJ has said through his agent that even if he's traded to a new team, he still won't play without a contract extension, and it seems like the Giants might be calling his bluff. Who is more ridiculous in this situation, and how ridiculous is it?
It's a nine ridiculous, because the Giants are one of those franchises that don't renegotiate. They don't back down. They don't traditionally throw a bunch of money at free agents, although they've done that the last couple of years on the defensive side of the ball. Here's one thing. There's no chance they're trading him. Just everybody forget that. He's their best player. He's due to make $8 million. An extension is not out of the question, but he's ridiculous. He needs to, after last year, just shut up and play. He will do that. He's not sitting out. He's not going to sit out and not make his $8 million. So the level of ridiculous on this one is a nine.